Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin doing stats, Steve Scott back at the station. 31-21 Tigers after three. Warsaw facing second down and about a yard and a half at the Northwood inside the 12-yard line. Officially, it's at the 12. Quentin Brock will walk his team the line. The ball is in the middle of the field. Brock takes a hands off. Zollinger up the middle. Got across the 10-yard line. Stood up and pushed down at the 9, but that's far enough. Gain of 3 for Reed. First down, Tigers on the first play of the fourth quarter. Cheerleaders are throwing T-shirts into the crowd. They ordered a CO2 canister for the launcher, but apparently it's still not working. They also have little footballs that they're throwing up here into the crowd. And when I say little, I mean, you could probably put 3 or 4 in your pocket and not even know you had one. First and goal, Tigers from the 9. Ball in the middle of the field. Brock takes his time, goes under center. Sends a man in motion. Option play, Zollinger up the middle, and he gets crumpled right at the line of scrimmage.
They bring Rosas in, and I would like running behind him.
Yeah. He is, and I say this with great respect, he's mean-spirited, right? He is not afraid to run into other human beings and knock them out of the way. Second and goal from the 9. A 3 helps, but 7 means a lot more here. More importantly, the Tigers are running time off the clock. Second down and goal. They're going to pitch it back. Ransbottom looking for the corner. He's got blockers in front. And he's going to win the race to the end zone. Touchdown. Ransbottom with his second touchdown of the game. And Warsaw has built the lead to 16 at 37-21.
At some point, Mike's going to take advantage of you crowding the line of scrimmage and putting 8 guys in the box and everybody coming to the middle to stop Z. And that's just really good blocking, everybody caving down, and just kind of a walk into the, not a walk, but pretty easy touchdown.
He had, even when he got to the goal line, there were more guys of his team in front of him than there were the other. Smite now to tack on the extra point. Good snap, spot is down, kick is away, and it's good. 10:38 to go in the game. Warsaw 37, Northwood 21, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Smythe boots the kick, and it will go into the end zone for another touchback. 38 for Warsaw, 21 for Northwood, 10:38 to go.
Really, Smythe is such a weapon, valuable both on offense and obviously on defense when he kicks off into the end zone all the time. If you are a college recruiter and you need a kicker, you need to come to Warsaw, Indiana. It's that simple.
The question being bantied about in the press box is, how's Reed doing in relation to the school record for rushing yards in a game? I will let you know. Right now, business to tend to. Tigers leading by 16 over Northwood. 10:38 left. They run it up the middle, and it's not going anywhere. Loss of a yard on the play. Perry on the carry, he got nothing. He lost a yard.
Rosas.
I'm stunned they're not throwing it every down.
Yeah, I am too. Rosas, he's just in the middle of everything on defense. It's great to watch him.
Because with the people they have, they could get back in this game very quickly. Raider back to throw, looking, fires it up the far side. Incomplete. Oh, Isbell. Had a trip to the house all lined up. That one hit him in the hands at the 32 and bounced away. It's third down and 11.
He's going to see that, for the rest of his life.
Oh, I might see that one for the rest of my life.
That was a pretty easy pick that somehow got through his hands. He's got good hands, and he certainly can make that play.
Third down and 11. Raider with Perry to his left. Now they're going to change the play. Raider relays what's coming. He'll move Perry from his left to his right. And he'll take the snap at the 13. Drop to throw. Pressure coming. Fires the middle. Intercepted! It's intercepted at the 26-yard line. That, ladies and gentlemen, with the interception is Jet Woodward. And with 10 minutes to go, the Tigers are in the driver's seat.
Nice job of reading the quarterback's eyes and flowing over and then making the play, stepping up. Senior linebacker doing what he's supposed to do.
He's a piece of work, isn't he?
He's wonderful. I like his haircut. I like everything about I like his name. I like his hairdo. I like his demeanor. He is a quality football player, and I enjoy watching him play.
Well, after the last score, I resisted saying that the Tigers could put the game away with this last trip. Now, with this drive, they could certainly do that from the 26. Zollinger up the middle, gets spun around, and goes down at about the 21-yard line. That's five more yards for Reed Zollinger. And then something happened afterwards. Flags came flying in from the back. And I think perhaps the frustration has boiled over here for the Northwood Panthers. This was not supposed to go like this. It's a foul against Northwood. This season was not supposed to go like this. This was supposed to be the redemption tour after going undefeated in the conference, after winning all nine of their regular season games. This was the year that they were going to come back and they were going to do it again and get back into the tournament with all their players eligible, and they were going to show us all what they could do. And they're on the verge of being 1-2 in the conference. Clock winds, 9:47 to play. Tigers by 16 and have the ball at the 11, first down and 10. The play clock is at 30. The Tiger quarterback is going to stand there, let this thing run and run and run. With 20, he goes under center. Zollinger gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. He got a yard to the 10. Pretty impressive tackle made there for Northwood. That's Bo Patterson on the stop.
That's a good way to get your fullback hurt right there, let him cross somebody's face that fast. That's not good, because we're doing a lot of veer stuff, a little bit wider than our normal fullback dive play, and you can't let somebody cross face like that.
Second down and 9 from the 10. Last time I said a field goal would be okay, but not as nice. A field goal here would be great. Zollinger up the middle to the 10, to the 9, to the 8, to the 7, down to the 6. And 6 is where they mark it. Third down. That's a gain of 4. Warsaw can get a first down at the 1. They would settle for running 30 seconds off the clock, getting a few yards, kicking a field goal. A field goal would make it a 20-point game.
The clock is becoming an issue for the Northwood Panthers, so, you know, Warsaw's going to take their time. And
are they going to run a play here? Play clock at 5. Kind of looked like they were going to not run a play, and they will not. Warsaw takes timeout, 7:59 to go in the game. Warsaw 38, Northwood 21. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard back with you at Fisher Field. Austin's doing stats. Steve's back at the station. Everybody wants to know. They all turn to me and say, Roger, records. Records, Roger. Yes, sir. I'm back there, but not yet. Get ready to put the ball in play. Warsaw leading by 17 with 7:59 to go. Third down and 4 coming up from the 5-yard line of Northwood. And they give it to Zollinger, and he goes into the end zone again. Zollinger, a 5-yard touchdown, and there is your dagger.
I really like our veer route. It's nice and wide, and it forces outside linebackers to come inside very quickly, and that makes them susceptible to the Ransbottom pitch play.
Smythe for the point after. Warsaw's got 24 points off the Northwood. No, I'm going to have to refigure that. Snap spot, kick is up. Smythe has done it again. 7:56 left to play in the game. Warsaw with a 45-21 lead over Northwood. Can you believe it?
It's nice. I, as much as I enjoy watching Smythe do his thing with his right foot, I'm really greedy, and I want him to put it in the end zone again because the return people for Northwood are just so scary.
What a night for Warsaw. It looked for all the world like Northwood was going to get to within three. Raider turns the corner, turns up field at the two-yard line, and all of a sudden the ball pops out. And the next thing you know, Villema is headed the other way. That's one touchdown. And then the interception by Woodward sets this one up with 7:56 left to go here in the game. Warsaw has scored again. That's four times that Warsaw scored, 24 points off the four Northwood turnovers.
It's important for the kickoff team to not fall asleep, because just in case Smythe doesn't put it in the end zone, they've got to be ready to make a play.
Run up, Smythe with the boot. It is high, it is deep, and it's out of here. Touchback. Warsaw will force Northwood to take over from its 20 with 7:56 left, leading 48-21.
Mr. and Mrs. Smythe, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Well, he's a talent.
Thank you for letting your son try football when he used to play soccer.
No, that's true. No, I forget that. I assume he's been, you know, a football guy all his life, but it doesn't matter. Here's the bottom line. He is a really, really talented high school kicker with another season ahead of him.
Another one to go. Colleges will be drooling over that kid. That's for sure. Northwood with the ball. They are down 45-21. And Raider will hand off, and Perry's not going anywhere. Rosas again. Loss of a yard. Second and 11.
He barely got the handoff, and Rosas is in his pocket.
Totally.
Roger, he's a bad boy.
He is a bad boy. He's a bad, bad boy. And he is causing all kinds of trouble for the Northwood Panthers. Second and 11. Raider. Quick throw, near side, caught by his man Woods, and Woods is going to be snowed under, back behind the line of scrimmage even farther. Back to the 15-yard line. That's a loss of four on the pass to Trey Woods.
Now notice
it's third down and 15.
Notice the defender there snapped his hand, the receiver's hands down, and voided the block. That's when somebody's trying to bubble you like that, you got to get the receiver's hands off of you.
Third down and 15. Raider back to throw. Three-man rush. Steps up in the pocket. Fires it over the middle. It's caught by Tuggle at the 25, 30, 35, 40. And he'll be ran into the Northwood sideline at the 47-yard line. That is a 32-yard gain just like that.
That was a small window, and the Northwood quarterback put it right in there. I mean, he threw a dart.
Yeah, that was zone coverage, and it wasn't bad coverage. 47-yard line, 6:40 to go. Warsaw leads by 27. Bad snap. Rolls behind Raider. He's going to pick it up. He's going to lose the football. There's a flag down at the line of scrimmage. There were linemen downfield, and the ball is being marked at the 31-yard line. Are they saying that? I'm not sure what they're saying. Help me there, Coach.
Holding? Yes. The guy just reached out and grabbed my man Rosas, which, you know, if I'm going against 93, I might consider doing that too, because you don't want him to kill your quarterback, but it's a penalty.
There's the signal. Bart Curtis will take. what I guess is a sack back at the 31-yard line. So the Tigers haven't gotten to Raider a lot for sacks and hits, but they have caused him enough discomfort to make a difference.
Got to be ready for a screen here.
The scoreboard and the down marker say second down. Raider back to throw, looking the flat right, throws it left. Tuggle cuts the middle, 35, 40, 45, 50, and across midfield to the 49-yard line.
Arm tackles don't work against a Division I receiver like that. He's got size, strength, power. You got to hit him and wrap him.
That's a 20-yard gain. We have Isbell and Carl coming off the field. It is third down and six. I think it should be fourth down. Am I wrong? I'll admit that I'm wrong if I'm wrong. Because they lost a yard, and then they lost the yardage on the sack. Raider, a pump fake, a wiggle, and a fire over the middle, and it's caught by Trey Woods. He spun around at the 40. Not tackled, still going. Lost the football. It's rolling around loose. Warsaw says they've got it, and we're still waiting for a signal. And there's a Tiger at the bottom of the pile, and he's got the football. It's Warsaw football. The Panthers have turned it over again with 5:50 to go. And if there was any doubt, that removes all of it.
That was Wilson on the bottom of that pile. That's a great kid just getting in there and getting it. I love it. Let's put this thing to bed.
Five Northwood turnovers. Give them credit to the 37-yard line. But they give it up again. That's eight turnovers for them in the last 2 weeks. And it's going to be two losses.
Well, even the Northwood Panthers, as talented as they are on offense, you can't turn the ball over. You got to keep possession.
Starters still in the game on offense for the Tigers. From their 37, 5:50 left. Zollinger up the middle, running over other human beings, gets across the 40 to the 42. We'll let Austin add that total in. That's 42 carries for 307 yards. The record is 322. That's Tristan McClone at Northridge in 2012. Second down and five. Ball at the 42, 5:15 left. Zollinger working left, gets stood up and thrown for no gain. Third down and five coming up. Austin might run out of spots on his chart to put in there. We only have to 50. If that happens, put him down on the line below. I'll make it work, and we'll figure it out later. 4:50 to go, play clock at 20. Warsaw 45, Northwood 21. 2 years ago, Warsaw won here 42-24. It's going to be a similar score here on this Friday night. Play clock at 6. Warsaw lets it run all the way down. At this point, Nate Andrews is fine with that. Warsaw is going to take timeout. Timeout, Tigers. We'll take this last one. 4:29 to play in the game. Warsaw 45, Northwood 21. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Okay, so I don't know if this is in coach's mind or not. Third and five, Tigers. 4:29 to go. Warsaw with the lead over Northwood, 45-21, with a road trip to Mishawaka coming up next week. Zollinger needs 15 yards to tie the school record for rushing yards in a game. He's also at 43 carries. Quentin Brock under center. And he'll hand. No, he's going to keep it this time, and he's going to take off. 45 gets hit, stood up, and pushed back at the 46-yard line. That's the play that we've seen him fumble on, Will. That time he held onto the ball.
Yes.
It's fourth and one.
Yeah, we don't want to give up a turnover here. We've played a clean game, and it needs to remain that way.
The only turnover for the Tigers, an interception that was run into the end zone back in the first quarter that gave Northwood a 14-7 lead. And it's been all Tigers ever since. Fourth down and one. Quentin Brock under center. Takes a snap, hands off Salinger. He's got the first down. Out to the 48-yard line. 3-yard gain for Salinger. 44 carries, 310 yards. Three and a half minutes left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats coming your way. Warsaw is about to be 5-0. It's been a while. What's happening here tonight? Brock under center. Salinger again up the middle across midfield. He'll get 3 more yards to the Northwood 49. 45 carries. 313 yards. He needs 9 more. Salinger's coming out. Salinger comes out of the game. And according to the Warsaw record book, only one other player has rushed for more. 2:44 left, Hofford in the game at fullback. Quint Brock under center for the Northwood 49. And the handoff to Hofford, and he's got room. He pushes forward down to the 45-yard line. Gain of 5 more yards. Third down and one coming up for the Tigers.
That was a nice job by Robbie. He hit that hole really hard, really fast, really low. First of all, he's hard to see because he's a little on the short side, and he's powerful for a little man.
Third and three, 2:08 left. Drive the game, play the game, final stats, other scores. Wait till this thing gets posted. Hofford up the middle, spins away from a defender, dives forward. They're going to give him 2 yards, not three. He'll be a yard short of the first down to the 43. It's fourth down and one with 1:46 left.
Superb second effort by the fullback there. That's nice to see.
Well, that's your backup. You want to know that in a situation like what happened earlier when Salinger had to come out for a couple plays, you could put a guy in there and not worry about it.
Right.
Fourth down and one, Tiger offense still on the field. 1:23 to go.
Let's get a first down, call it a game.
Feels like it should end that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
Quentin Brock under center. He'll give it up the middle. Hofford dives. How far did he get? Oh, he got enough. He got plenty. All the way to the 40-yard line. It's a gain of 3. And with 1:07 to go, they'll move the chains. And the Tigers are going to win the game. Amazing. What a night for this Warsaw football team.
Have we only had one turnover?
Correct. The interception.
That'll teach us for throwing the ball.
That's what Coach Curtis is going to say on Tiger Talk. I know that for sure. 48 seconds left. Victory formation for Quentin Brock and the Tigers. Brock takes the knee. So officially no gain. Warsaw does not have to snap it again. The Warsaw Tigers are 5-0. They have put the wood to Northwood. Final score, Warsaw 45, Northwood 21. Post-game coverage begins after these words. You're listening to News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins 45-21. Again, Northwood this time shut out by the Tiger defense in the second half after they only scored 7 points last week in the second half against Northridge. And now the Northwood Panthers are 1-2 in the conference and 3-2 overall. And the Tigers are 5-0 and 3-0 in the conference And now a huge showdown looms next Friday when the Tigers travel to Steel Stadium to take on Mishawaka. Second half scoring, all Tigers. Reed Zollinger with his third touchdown run of the game, a four-yard run on the opening drive of the third quarter at 9:17 of the third. Mason Smythe's field goal was good, and it was 31-21 Tigers. At the beginning of the fourth, a Ransbottom run of 9 yards on a pitch to the left. That put the Tigers up 36-21. Smythe with the extra point to make it 37-21. And then the finisher, a 5-yard run by Zollinger, his fourth of the game. Smythe with the extra point. And at 7:56 of the fourth, the Tigers were on their way to victory, 45-21. 45-21, Warsaw wins it here over Northwood at Fisher Field. We'll come back. We'll do the drive of the game. We'll do the final stats. All of that coming up during the next segment. Warsaw wins 45-21. Back with more after this on News Now Warsaw. Tigers 45, Northwood 21. Time for the drive of the game. It's brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, and important meeting right now. The drive of the game tonight was the last drive of the first half. Warsaw saw a Northwood score with 24 seconds left to take the lead at 21-17. And with only 24 seconds left, the kickoff goes into the end zone, so you have 80 yards to go. The logical thinking would be that you would take a knee knowing that you're going to get the kickoff to start the third quarter. Bart Curtis says, we're going to run 17 up the middle, and all he's going to do is run for 42 yards. That 42-yard run then set up, or I'm not, sorry, not 42, 25. It got them to the 45-yard line. They had 17 seconds left. So still time, but again, this is not an offense that throws the ball around the field. So they had run up the middle, up the middle, up the middle, every play up the middle, up the middle. And on this last play of the half, Quentin Brock turned, spun, flipped it back to Ransbottom on what used to be a variation of a play they used to call counter, right? And Mason March was the best at this because he could plant his foot and drive up the middle of the field, and he would run right up through the middle. The defense would start to spread out, but Mason would take it up the middle. Ransbottom takes this counter play, runs off left tackle. It's his read inside or out. He ran out, and he ran out, all the way out, 55 yards for a touchdown. And right before halftime, with 7 seconds left, the Tigers regained the lead and had that lead at halftime at 24-21. And they, frankly, were never really challenged after that. Yes, Northwood had the ball inside the 10, looked like they were going in for a score, looked like they had a play designed that would get them into the end zone, but they fumbled the ball, one of their 5 turnovers in the game, and the Tigers recovered the fumble, took off with it. Vilma got to the 42. They went in to score on that, and it was lights out from there. Northwood was never a factor in the game after that, and that's a 45-21 win. The drive of the game brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. Time for the final stats of tonight's game. They're brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Warsaw with a season-high 22 first downs, 59 rushing plays for 416 yards. That's 7.1 yards per carry. They tried one pass early in the game. It was a beautifully designed play. Had the pass been thrown in the right spot, it would have went for a touchdown. But it was underthrown, and it ended up being an intercepted return for a touchdown by the Panthers in that second quarter. So Warsaw ran 60 plays for 416 yards. This is the first game this season that they did not fumble. They had 2 times they put the ball on the ground. They recovered both themselves. They did have the 1 interception, so just 1 turnover. And they had 3 penalties for 45 yards. Northwood had 17 first downs, 29 carries, 74 yards. They were 19 of 25 passing for 279 yards. So they ran 54 plays for 353 yards, but they had five turnovers, four lost fumbles, and an interception, and they had eight penalties for 65 yards. What a night for Warsaw Tiger football, Will Shepard.
All it does is set up the big one up in Mishawaka. It's going to be jam-packed with high school football fans, as it should be, with Warsaw taking on the Cavemen. But, you know, congratulations to the players, the coaching staff, the administration here, because this was a big one to get. And Warsaw played really, really well, really tough, physical, and not mistake-free, but much better. Just less mistakes that, you know, hurt you.
And individually, Reed Zollinger, 45 carries, 313 yards. And you're wanting to know, and I'll tell you, 45 carries tied for second all-time in a game for Warsaw. Rod Wildman against Wallasey in 1972 carried it 45 times. You say, who carried it more? Well, Tony Boley did, 54 times against Fort Wayne Snyder back in 1974. 313 rushing yards, where does that stack up? Tristan McClone, 322 at Northridge back in 2012. He scored five touchdowns that night. And 310 for Brad Cease back in 2000 against Wallasey. So, where Zollinger falls, 313, number two all-time individually in the record book. Warsaw, 45. Northwood, 21. The final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. We owe you a play of the game. We owe you scores. We'll do both in just a couple minutes on News Now Warsaw. 45-21, Warsaw beats Northwood here at Fisher Field. Time for the play of the game brought to you by Havrola & Nolan, LLC, attorneys at law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. Mr. Shepard, the play of the game, sir.
Daler Villema with, let's just call it a theft. I don't know how to describe it, but it was wonderful. Just a magic play right at the one-yard line. I mean, that kid, Raider, he's going in, and all of a sudden, zip, zap, zoom, Villema is going down the field, and if it wasn't for a Division One kid, would have scored. And I mean, crazy.
And in my mind, which isn't right always, okay, it's rarely ever right, Villema got that ball in the end zone. The ball came out of Raider's right arm, kind of tumbled in the air, and Villema literally came out of nowhere, and I remember him behind the goal line when he grabbed it. So it was an amazing play, got out to the 42. Tigers go down the field. It would have been a three-point game. It was a 17-point game, 14-point turnaround. Northwood's never a factor in the game after that.
Oh, it was a game-changing, momentum-changing. Northwood was just different after that play.
That's the play of the game brought to you by Avrilla and Nolan, LLC, attorneys at law at 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, online at hnllc-law.com. We have scores? Yep, we sure do. We'll give those to you and wrap things up here from Fisher Field. Warsaw 45, Northwood 21. Back after this on News Now Warsaw. Well, fans still lingering around. They don't want to go home because they had so much fun tonight, Warsaw beating Northwood. 45-21, Reed Zollinger, 9 yards away from a school record, finished second all-time in rushing attempts and yards in a game, 45 carries, 313 yards. Let's run through the scores. Would you believe this game was the closest game in the conference tonight? Because that's the way it worked out. Northridge beat Goshen 43-6. Mishawaka beat Plymouth 42-7 at the Rock Pile. Concord responded in a big way. They beat Wawasee 52-0. So, Warsaw and Mishawaka, 3-0 in the conference. They will meet next Friday at Steele Stadium, and we'll have the game starting at 6:15 on News Now Warsaw. Other games. Valley scores 50 again, 59-28. They beat Culver Academy. Also, Rochester beat Cass 44-6. Meconequa leads Peru late 20-6. Triton, at last check, led Culver 27-6. Columbia City beat DeKalb 49-17. Jimtown beat Bremen 35-21. Penn only beat Elkhart 21-0. And those are two teams that are in Warsaw's sectional, which feels like forever from now, but it's really not. So those are the scores. Mr. Shepard, your thoughts on this game and the others?
This game was a ton of fun. My second thought is party at your place tonight. Everybody's invited. Bring whatever you feel like. And his name is Roger Grossman, the legend. The legend does it again. Now, listen, man, you got to have a ton of respect for Northwood football. They've been doing it right up there for a really, really long time. And to put a defeat on them like this with such a talented offensive team, you got to give a lot of credit to the coaching staff and the kids. They really played well.
In the end, they just don't have enough linemen to go around. They're in the spot that Warsaw's been in a lot. They've had good athletes in the skill positions. They don't have enough big guys. And you can see it. They don't have enough big guys to go around between offense and defense. By the time you get in the third quarter, they're running out of gas. And they ran out of gas. And that's kind of what happened last week against Northridge, too.
Exactly. I mean, our linemen really are very, very good high school football players. Kudos to our line coaches on both sides of the ball. Another thing I want to talk about briefly is the Smythe kid. He lights my fire. I've never really been around the kid, but his talent and how he affects football games, both with kickoffs, PATs, and long distance field goals. I mean, it's hard to measure his impact on the Warsaw Tigers, but I'll tell you what, I'm glad he's on our team, and I'm glad we have him for another year and a half at least.
He's a weapon. Look, Bart Curtis trusts him to go out and get them 3 points. And that, you know, people ask me all the time, what does it take for my kid to get in the game? You've got to earn the coach's trust. And then people make up all kinds of excuses why their kid doesn't get to play. The truth is, he earns the trust. The people who are on the field are the people that you trust. You coach defense. You know this is true.
Well, this is what you have to do if you're a player. You have to force the coach to play you. And by that, I mean the coach wants to win as much as anybody does. And the coach has to say, gosh, I've got to put the Grossman kid into play because he makes our team better and gives us a chance to win. That's how coaches think, believe me. And, you know, we've got kids on both sides of the ball and special teams really doing a nice job. We're getting closer. Tonight was closer to the full game. It was not a perfect game, but it was much, much closer to what coaches strive for all the time, in that very few mistakes and a lot of good plays. That's what you're looking for.
45-21, Warsaw wins it. They are 5-0 for the first time since 2001, when they went undefeated in the regular season, won their first playoff game, and lost to Snyder in overtime in the sectional semifinals. Next week, we're at Mishawaka, 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame show at 6:15 from Steele Stadium. And you can hear it right here on News Now Warsaw, what is going to be a fabulous atmosphere at Steele Stadium. And by the way, they have plenty of seats. So go early, get you some supper, go to Steele Stadium, cheer on the Tigers. For Will, for Austin, for Steve back at the station, I'm Roger. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. My goodness, what an outcome. Warsaw 45, Northwood 29. Stay tuned. Lovell is next.